This is a Sichuan news update. On the shoreline of Vancouver Island, there are things you are certain to hear. Crashing waves, birds chirping, and running water from nearby streams. But every week on Monday mornings, there's one sound in particular a group of volunteers would be looking for. On the day Sichuan joined volunteers from the Arrowsmith Naturalists, they listened for the sounds of brant geese. These volunteers are part of the annual Brant Geese Count, where volunteers once a week survey different parts of the Parksville and Qualcomm Beach shoreline to observe and count the number of brant geese. The black brant is a small sea goose which breeds in the Arctic and usually spends the winter in the Mexican state of Baja California. During their migration from Mexico to the Arctic, the geese are known to spend time on the west coast of Canada, where they rest and feed on the local eel grass. The brant count runs from the start of the bird's migrating season around the end of February until the last goose is counted for, which can last until May. Rain or shine, around 30 volunteers head out in groups to different areas to count the brant. CHY spent the day with volunteers going to select locations to search for the geese. Group 2 consisted of Tony Wycliffe, Linda Horsepool, and Liz and Jim Thorne. They overlooked the central part of the Oceanside area, which is usually the most popular location for the brant. The first stop for Group 2 was at the French Creek Marina, where the French Creek meets the ocean.
How long do you normally stay in the one area?
It depends on what we're seeing. You know, 10 minutes maybe. Sometimes it's only 5 minutes if there's nothing there. You know, it's just trying to observe everything that's flying in, moving around.
Tony Wycliffe is one of the volunteers in charge of noting the total brant observed. Along with the brants, the group notes the total number for all other types of birds they observe in the area.
Yeah, I got the oyster catcher and the widgeons. How many widgeon did you think? 25, did you say?
No, there's more.
Okay.
There's actually more, like 45.
And the bufflehead, I didn't see too many of those, but...
Yeah, I only saw two.
Okay.
No brants were seen at the marina, but the volunteers were not worried, as the next destination tends to be where the birds hang out.
How many brants would you say you see in an average day?
In an average day at the height, when we get to the next try-on pool, there's been 2,000 in there.
Wow.
Yeah, and the last time I was there, I saw about 1,500. So it's hard to say. They spend about 3 weeks feeding, and then they fly. So then we'll constantly get more brant coming in from the south as they feed on the way up.
So in this area, might not...
You're not going to get as much in French Creek, no.
Next up was Columbia Beach, a usually popular spot for the brant to rest at. Last week, the group saw several thousand geese, but this week, the group was not so lucky.
This should be where all the brant are.
Perfect.
But you never know.
While Linda Horsepool and Liz Thorne use their scopes to view birds floating far out on the ocean, Jim Thorne used a far-distance zoom lens to capture images of the geese flying at a distance.
Why do you think there were so many brant last week, but none in this location this week? Is it just one of those untold bird things that you just never know?
Yeah.
You don't know which part of the where they're going to show up. Mm-hmm. The next beach we go to, there could be hundreds. Or maybe they're seeing hundreds down at Raft Trevor.
Yeah.
Or up.
Yeah. It depends on the feeding too, and the water conditions. You know, they're gonna go where it's the easiest.
This is a red-breasted.
Food.
Look through the viewfinder.
Just depends where the. Oh yeah. They like eelgrass.
Yeah, I love.
They like it better if it's all covered with herring spawn. But. You know, they also like places where they can just sit and soak up the sun, so.
Last time we were here, they were in the pond, they were all preening. Like, they weren't feeding, they weren't sleeping, they were all preening. It was just really interesting.
Does that mean they were just, like, hanging out?
No, preening, they're organizing their feathers, basically having a bath.
Oh, cool.
The group hung out while surveying the other local birds until something was spotted in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah. Yeah,
but it really is.
What's flying?
Oh, brant flying. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 brant flying, but they probably will be going to where we're going.
There. 12, 14, 18, 30. No, there's about 30 in that.
How did you recognize them just by the body shape?
You can really tell. And they have a white bum too, so.
And also they fly
high.
Like scoters, they're just barely above water level. And they're the other ones that fly the most besides, and gulls do all this kind of stuff. But yeah, the
flock of brant geese quickly flew past the group, going north towards Alaska. The group continued on to other locations that were usually hot spots for the geese. But the group was again met with a lackluster sight.
Hey, brant?
Nothing.
Crow.
1 year I've seen about 1,500 in here too.
Wow.
It was just incredible. The tide was up a lot farther.
How long have you been doing the count for?
I can't even remember. It's over 10 years, I think. But every year is different.
Where do you think those 30 we saw earlier disappeared to?
They might be out in the middle. Mm. They might have gone out somewhere out there. Although feeding, they would be closer to shore. Because they eat. They feed on the eelgrass.
So in your own opinion, what do you think it's causing the brant geese to not come to like sort of the Parksville, Qualcomm area as much?
Loss of habitat.
Mm-hmm.
You can nail it down to that just about every single time. They get they feed on eelgrass, which lives in estuaries. We like to develop estuaries. This area is doing a lot of trying to restore estuaries, but it's a long, slow process. So,
you nailed it.
Lots of wetlands, yeah. You know, we fill it in. We want to build on it because it's nice and flat. And then they have no place to go, so they die.
At the end of the outing, the group counted a total of 77 brant geese, while hearing that the other surveying groups were counting brants into the thousands in usually less popular spots.
So how many have we actually seen brant?
Brant?
60?
Okay, there's 32, 33, 40, 50, 60, 75, 76, 77.
Okay.
Yeah.
In dribs and drabs.
And
yeah.
All of them airborne, not one on the beach.
Yeah. All of them, yeah.
And all going north.
As the group said their goodbyes, they made plans to see each other at next week's count, guessing how many brant would be making an appearance on the Pacific shorelines then. To learn more about the brant geese count and the Arrowsmith naturalists, see their website at arrowsmithnats.org. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.